Right, so now we're going to discuss in terms of Tadir Shem and Tadir Kodem. So the last little bit to do after what we did yesterday with Tzlach and the Shagasari and everything, and then Be'ez Hashem next week I hope to get to Mitzvichus Kavana. That's going to be the major sugya on the Tavuk of Yudalim and Beis. So Be'ez Hashem will get there next week. But a very interesting halachic issue that comes up, and that is when you have Sfiras HaOmer, Mariv, and Aleinu, where does everything fit? Now, Aleinu, we say, what do you mean, Aleinu? Aleinu is part of Marv. Yeah, but Sfiras HaOmer sort of becomes part of Marv also, because we say it together with Marv sometimes. So first of all, should we even say Sfiras HaOmer after Marv? Maybe we should say Sfiras HaOmer before Marv. And if we're going to say Sfiras HaOmer after Marv, so do we say it before Aleinu or after Aleinu?
What's the start to say before Marv?
What would be the start to say before Marv? No? So what do you think?
So you don't forget?
Okay. Now, in terms of Tadir, Marv wins in terms of Tadir. Unless... if you view something that's a reshus as secondary to something that's a mitzvah, so Sfiras HaOmer is machlokes of the mitzvah d'oraisa or mitzvah d'rabbanan. What are we passing, by the way? D'oraisa, d'rabbanan, Sfiras HaOmer. Ooh, close. The Rambam paskins. You are correct. That's what the Rambam paskins. But we paskin la'alacha that Sfiras HaOmer is only d'rabbanan. Well, the mind of committee whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. L'manav Kamina, in general, L'manav Kamina, whether anything is Zarais and Rabbanan. Yeah, Safek. Safek is the Nav Kamina. So what's an example of Safek that we have every single day? There's a period of time called Ben HaShmashos, where we're not sure if it's Laila yet or if it's still Yom. So that's Safek. So Safek Darais al-Khumrif, Sirius Omer Darais, we would not be allowed to count during Ben HaShmashos, Sirius Omer is Rabbanan, and we're allowed to count during Ben HaShmashos. Good? Right? That's the concept. Or another Nav Kamina might be whether we should say that paragraph that appears in our Sidurim before Sirius Omer. In addition to saying L'Shem Yichud, in addition to that first line of L'Shem Yichud, which is something that Hasidim say, Mitzvah Seish L'Shem Yichud, Kamosha Kazabata, right? What does it say? Kamosha Kazabata, Svatim L'Chem Machras HaShabbos, etc. That we say in that paragraph, I'm about to fulfill the Mitzvah Seish Omer, like it says in the Torah, Svatim L'Chem Machras HaShabbos. Really? If it's Rabbanan, then that's Sheker. We're not about to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer like it says in the Torah. We're about to fulfill a shell of that mitzvah, a tiny shell of that mitzvah, which is a derabbanan that commemorates the mitzvah that used to be d'oraisa. That's why Bali Atos is right that after Sfiras HaOmer, what do we say? First thing you say right after Sfiras HaOmer, Harachman Yachzalan Avodas Beis Hamikdash Mekom Meher Yamein. Hashem should return back the Avodas Beis Hamikdash. Hashem should always return back the Avodas Beis Hamikdash. We always want that. So every time we prevent film, we should say, Hashem, bring us back to the base of Midrash. Every time we prevent tzitzis, we should always say, why dafka Sfiras HaOmer? Because Sfiras HaOmer is missing much of its character. It used to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Nowadays, mitzvah d'rabbanan. I think Rosh Terbach points out in the tshuva that a person maybe should change the nusach. You should not say, I'm about to fulfill the mitzvah kamash kosa b'torah. Maybe you should say, I'm about to fulfill the mitzvah she'nemar. And just quote the Pasuk, Shenemra, like the Pasuk says, but not Kamosh Kasa Patorah, because that's not what we're about to do.
By Pesach, the Tarb Pesach, by the Seder plate, let's say.
Yeah.
You have your shank bone and whatever you have on the Seder plate. So funny. If you shank bone, whatever the Seder plate, you should also say, they should also have Achman Yachal and Muzum.
That's not even the Mitzvah Rabbanan.
But it's a
shallow. So where do we say by Korech, right? By Korech we have a whole thing about Zech L'Mikdash Kehila. So we do that. So in terms of Sfiras HaOmer, so Sfiras HaOmer you would say, okay, it's either Mitzvah D'oraisa or Mitzvah Rabban. Rabban holds D'oraisa, other Rishonim hold, we pass in D'Rabban. And that's why we're allowed to count during Ben HaShemashos. So if that's the case, what's Mariv? Mariv tefilas arv is reshus, the Gemara says. So maybe Sfiras HaOmer should win, because if you hold like the Tzlach, who says that it's a davar pashut, that a d'oraisa is more makudash than a d'rabbanan, then lechora, that which is a chova is more should come before reshus. Unless you say no. Remember we learned yesterday from the Shagasari. Shagasari says no. You're always allowed to do a reshus before you do a mitzvah. You're allowed to eat a meal and play ball and exercise and whatever, go shopping, whatever reshus you want to do before you do your mitzvahs. It's just that once you sit down to do mitzvahs and then you have a couple of mitzvahs to do, then you need to work on tadir and mekudash and all those cheshbonos. But when you deal with Dvar Rishus, you don't even have to get into all the discussion. You're allowed to do Dvar Rishus. Okay. So that's at least part of the discussion. But let's say Sfiras HaOmer and Aleinu. So the same issue, right? Aleinu is much more frequent than Sfiras HaOmer. Kamuvan. Says Shulchan Aruch in Tav Pei Tes. Bilel Sheini Achat Tefilas Arvis. On the second night of Pesach, after Mariv, Maschil Lispara Omer, we begin to do Sfiras HaOmer. So what do you say? After Mariv, Yidavka says the Chok Yaakov in the Shulchan Aruch. Where is it? Yeah, so Chok Yaakov deals with the following problem. He says, wait a second, isn't counting the Omer and making a brach on the Omer a zilzul and yantiv? Because when does Sfiras HaOmer really count, really start on the Daraisa level? On the first night of Chol HaMoed, because there's only one day yantiv on the Daraisa level. So it's the first night of Chol HaMoed. So if you're making a brach on Sfiras HaOmer, l'chor it's a zilzul and yantiv. We just learned in the Daf Yomi that we don't make a bracha on Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because we're afraid that if we make a bracha, then it's like an open declaration that it's not really Yantif yet, that it's still Hoshana Rabbah, and then we're going to be Mezalzel and Yom Tov. V'lomar Shein Zashmini Rak Shvi Shulchal Amoi. People are going to think, oh, we're making a bracha on Sukkah, must still be Chol HaMoed. So shouldn't we be concerned over here also that if people are making a bracha on the Sfira, they're going to assume that it's Chol HaMoed? Because it says you're supposed to start counting after Yantif. Over there by Shmini Atzeres, we're concerned that you're gonna be mezalz and you're gonna think that it's still Chol HaMoed. That it's still Hoshana Rabbah. Mashein came kan lo chashin and dosi lezuzul v'lo mishul chalamoy v'las b'malacha to halo hivdil al yom tov rishon adayin be'isser harishon kaya kol shlo hivdil v'lo chashin kulehai dosi lavdil gamke neged tikun chazal v'aminig. He says, no, over here, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, you're coming from Hoshana Rabbah. So the status quo was Chol HaMoed, was Hoshana Rabbah. So if you then do something like say a bracha in the sukkah, it gives the impression that we never left Hoshana Rabbah. But over here, when you're counting Sfira, you're coming from Yantif. The previous day was Yantif. It was the first day of Pesach. So no one's going to get the wrong impression when you make the bracha on Sfira that it's not Pesach anymore, because you never said Avdalah. You never made anything to make it not be Yom Tov anymore, to make it into Chol HaMoed. So everyone will assume that it's still considered to be Yantif. Good. For some reason, I don't think that's what I was looking for. But that's a good heart anyway, the Chok Yaakov. Now, the Shulchan Aruch was very clear though, that when do we do Sfiras HaOmer? After Mariv, right? He says, after Tfilas Arvis. Good? Take a look at the Tshuva of Rav Vosner, the Shevet HaLevi. He says, Shum Yuskasha Kvot HaRasu, Madua Sof Malam Achrei Mariv, Gam Kivish Mispal Mariv Mu'uchar Balayla. He says, why do we daven it? Now, one second. Another thing to consider about Sfiras HaOmer. When the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, he says, you should do it in the beginning of the night. Why do we do it after the beginning of the night? Why not do it at midnight? Why not do it at 2 in the morning? Why do we do it as early in the night as possible? So one could argue it's reason. But there's another element beyond Zrizos over here. And that is that Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tihiyana. What does Tmimos mean? You're supposed to count 7 complete weeks. Each day you count should be Tmimos, should be a complete day. When I'm counting the coming day. If I count it after half the day is gone already, well then I'm not counting a complete day, I'm counting a half a day. So it's best to count. That's why the Rambam holds that you could be mekayim in the midst of Sefirah Somer by counting during the day. But still, you got to count at night, not during the day. Even though if you forget at night, you can still count during the day with the bracha, according to the Rambam. With the bracha. But you still got to count at night. Why? Because you have to count when you still have the majority of the day ahead of you. As early in the day as possible. So, Fret Ravazner, let's say you can daven Maariv at a 10:15 minyan. Actually, we have 10-15 minutes from now. And the earliest man for Sfira, let's say, is 7:30, 7:45. So why would you wait till after Marv to count the Omer? Shouldn't you want to do the mitzvah of Sfira Somer properly? So now, you might say, well, I'll tell you why to wait. Tadir Vishenu, Tadir, Tadir Kodem, right? Shouldn't that be why we wait? So no, argue with that. Why would Tadir not apply over here? No, what does Shagzai say? Good. When you have two there at the given moment, then Taz B'Shem Tad tells you what to do first. But if one mitzvah is not for now, it's for later. Marav is for later. Sfira Somer is for now. So then you're not going to choose to do the Tadir first. You'll do the one that's for now first. So you see, raises the question, why is that the minhag ha'olam is that we wait till after Marav, even if you daven Marav late, kiven de'ikra chalos ha'mitzvah miyad b'tchilas ha'layla. The very idea that we count the Omer after Maariv is clear in the Torah in Siman Tav Peites. The whole reason he says that we count Sfira after Maariv is because they used to daven Maariv early, before Tzeis HaKochavim, Kayadua. You know why they counted the Omer after Maariv? Because before Maariv, it wasn't yet the Zman to count Sfira. They couldn't. Especially if we hold that Sfira Somer is Rabbanan. And Maariv may be Rishus, but what do we include as part of Maariv? Kriyashma. Kriyashma is definitely Doraisa. So then certainly we should daven Maariv before Sfira if the Zman, if it's already the Zman. V'yadua mashkazu gedole achronim. The Doraisa neged Rabbanan nikra makudash. A Doraisa is called more makudash than a Rabbanan. Im kein havali tadi v'gam makudash. V'en makom larachat. So he says, it's a no-brainer why we daven Maariv first. Number one, it's Tadir. Number two, it's Mekudash. So that's why we daven Maariv before Sefira Somer. It's Tadir because it's Maariv, it happens all the time. And it's Mekudash because it has Kriyashma. Kriyashma is the mitzvah Daraisa. So of course we're going to daven Maariv before Sefira. Even if you're going to daven Maariv at 11 o'clock at night. Ivra, Iker Shels Kvodo, Kanal, Emachum, Esfal, Kamashos, Belayla. But he says, like the Shagazariah said, if you're not going to daven until later on, so then it's not yet the Zman for Maariv or for Kriyashma. But it is the Zman for Sfira, so then you should say Sfira earlier. Says Rav Asadakasha, that's what you should do. If you're davening at 11 o'clock minyan, at a 10 o'clock minyan, count Sfira early in the night, as soon as you remember. So why do people wait till after Maariv? So he says as follows. Mikol makom nira li l'lamid z'chus al Yisrael. He says, I want to be l'lamid z'chus for Klal Yisrael. Why they count after Maariv, even when Maariv is late? Hayos ki Sfira Somer hu davar had nishkach bekalus. Since Sfira Somer is something that's easily forgotten, Vim tzarchlis per kalachem b'tchilas alayla levad. V'achar kach yavol l'sval b'tzibra v'lo yisperu korov shahar b'ma'od yishkechla sfira l'gamri. Why is it that women have such a hard time counting sfira every single night and men have an easier time? We daven marv with the minyan, hopefully. So if you daven marv with the minyan every night, you're going to remember to count sfira, because the minyan is always going to count sfira. But if you don't have marv with the minyan, or you don't have marv at all, then it's very, very hard to remember to count sfira. So he says, if we leave sfira to each and every person to count whenever they want to count, well, then what's going to happen? People are going to forget. Aye, but they're going to have marv with the minyan again later. Yeah, but they're going to be in the habit of saying, oh, I don't count sfira at marv. I already, you know, I count earlier. So someone's going to forget. Someone's going to think he counted earlier and not count. And that, so maybe it's safer to just say, you know what, we count with marv. Could also be that maybe you're going to be a bal tefila for marav. Then you're going to have to count for everybody. But if you already counted, you can't. And clearly, though, if you're going to daven marav late and you're not going to daven with a minion, well, then daven pashut, you should count sfira earlier. I don't see any reason to delay sfira on that level, right? For that purpose. I think I took the wrong volume of Hari Kedem. Can you get me the other volume of Hari Kedem? Kedem Beis? I'm not sure. 1 second. Salvation quotes, I don't remember the exact machlokas, but the quotes of machlokas are posking about aleinu, whether we do aleinu before or after sfira. So what's the nekudas machlokas? Why would you do aleinu before sfira? Why would you do aleinu after sfira? So is sfira part of marav?
What's the case where you're going to have aleinu, sfira, and marav at the same time?
Yeah, always, every night.
No, what I'm saying, we have a seder, right?
So what is the seder? Is the seder, some shuls will say sfira after aleinu, some will say sfira before aleinu.
I thought you had marav, aleinu, and sfira at the
same
time.
No, you daven marav already. Now, some shuls say aleinu, then sfira, some shuls say sfira, then aleinu. What's the svara? Why would you do that?
I was thinking you walk in late to shul while the seder is saying aleinu, and so you should have marav in the shul, but they're saying aleinu, and you say sfira still.
No. We're talking about a regular shul. Why does some have a minhag one way, some have a minhag another way? That's the question. So I wish I had the Mar Makomos, but Rav Salvejik I think writes that if you look in the Farshim on the side of the tour as to what the function of aleinu is, you'll find something very fascinating. There are two ways to understand what aleinu does. One way to understand aleinu is that aleinu is the siyum hatfila. It's where we conclude davening. That's what marks the end of davening. I think he quotes from the Bach. And the Bach says, no, aleinu is not about marking the end of davening. Aleinu is about preparing ourselves as we're about to leave a Beis HaKnesses to go into the great big world that's out there. And we say, Ribono Shel Olam, we praise you, that you didn't make us like the other nations. You didn't make us like the mishpachos of the land. They dive into nothingness and bow to a God that won't help them. But etc. What's aleinu about? Aleinu is about, we are different than the rest of the world. When do we need that reminder that we are different from the rest of the world? Right before we leave. Right before we leave the comfortable confines of a shul. So we need this reminder that we are different than everybody else, than the rest of humanity. That's the purpose of aleinu. So if that's the purpose of aleinu, says Rav Salvejik, we could explain both minhagim. If there's machlokes about what aleinu is about. See, if aleinu is a siyum hatfila, it's the end of Mariv, so then where does Tfilas Omer belong? After. Because Tfilas Omer is not part of Mariv, Tfilas Omer is another mitzvah. So you would say Tfilas Omer after aleinu. But if Aleinu has nothing to do with Mariv. Aleinu is not part of the tefillah. Aleinu is when you're going to leave, you have to say Aleinu to prepare yourself for facing the big world that's out there. So then it would turn out that Sfiras Omer should be before Mariv, because you're still in shul when you're doing Sfiras Omer. Aleinu should be the very last thing we do before we leave. Then another nafkamina would be you're davening Mincha and Mariv together. Do you say Aleinu after Mincha? Well, if Aleinu is some sort of stamp on a tefillah, but it's the end of tefillah, so maybe you would say Aleinu after Mincha. But if Aleinu is about, okay, we're about to go back out into the world again now, then you wouldn't say Aleinu after Mincha. You would just wait till after Mariv when you're actually going to leave. Another nafkamina. You daven in a shul in Yom Kippur that has a 3-hour break in the middle of the day. So no one stays, everyone goes home. Do you say Aleinu after Musaf? So it's not in the Machzor. Why is it not in the Machzor? Because everyone stayed all day and davened all day. That's how you did it. That was tefillah. It was like when you're in yeshiva. You did that in yeshiva?
It was like a 10, maybe 15.
Yeah, it was pretty much there all day. But if Aleinu is goodbye to the shul, so even though it's a long tefillah, a long day of tefillah, but you're saying goodbye to the shul for a while, so l'chori you should say Aleinu. L'chori, if it's a sima tefillah, you should say Aleinu then also. According to both sides, you should say Aleinu. Okay, what are you going to do? Can't mess with Minhagei Yisrael. Very hard to change that. One more ha'ara from Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and then Be'ez Hashem again next week we'll start Mitzvah Shechus Kavan. The Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah talks about the karpas, and then it mentions charoses. Right? The Mishnah mentions charoses, and the Mishnah has a machlokas on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph about whether charoses is a mitzvah or not. It's machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph whether charoses is a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, what's the purpose of it? Because maror is very sharp and it could be very dangerous. So charoses sort of kills the, I don't know what you would call it, the germs or the something, whatever. On the maror, it takes away the danger of the maror. The Rambam Pirshim HaMishnayis in the back of the Gemara writes that according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, that charoses is a mitzvah, there would be enough nafkamina. What's enough nafkamina? Whether it's a mitzvah, it's just to get rid of the danger of the maror. Do you make a bracha? For a mitzvah, you'd say Asher Kishon Mitzvos Mitzvanu Al Charoses. If it's not a mitzvah, then there's no Asher Kishon Mitzvos Mitzvanu Al Charoses. What? Okay. So the Rambam says, if it's a mitzvah, Yolag Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik, that it's a mitzvah, that they were misaking it as a mitzvah as a Zecher L'tid. Right? Then you have to make a bracha, Asher Kishon Mitzvos Mitzvanu Al Charoses. But he says, Ve'ena Halacha. He says, but come on. You never heard that bracha before. Obviously, we don't pass in that way. Obviously, we hold charoses is not a mitzvah. Must be, right? That's what the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Must be, we don't pass in the Rav Tzadik. Sounds good, right? Well, with the exception of all the ones that we don't. So the Tshuvas Rashba, Sim Yilches, we discussed different times when we don't. But why shouldn't we make a bracha on charoses? The Rambam says if it's a mitzvah, we should. So he says, the fact that we don't is a raya that it's not a mitzvah. Unless this fits one of the exceptions. What are the exceptions? Eron Machaveros. Negative ones. Los Aseis. Yeah. Doesn't seem to fit. So the Rambam says, must be that we don't pass on the Rav Tzadik. Comes along the Rambam. But not in Pirush HaMishnayis. Now in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Yud Aleph. Charos says mitzvah midivrei sofrim zecher l'tit. Charoses is a mitzvah midrabanan. Great! Now he changed his mind, apparently. He holds that charoses is a mitzvah. Then we do pass on the Rav Elazar Tzadik. So you expect the next line to be that when you're about to take charoses, what should you do? Say a bracha. It's a mitzvah. The whole reason in Pirush HaMishnayis he said that we don't pass on the Rav Elazar Tzadik is he says if it's a mitzvah, you got to say a bracha. Well, he passes it's a mitzvah in Mishnah Torah. So how do we do it, says the Rambam? Well, metavon osa metavon, kamo tit beteve, and we make sure it has like a cement-like substance to it. umavino sal shulchan b'lal Pesach, and we bring it to the table. Nothing about a bracha. Not only that, so he's being chozer on two things. First of all, he's being chozer on saying that now he's saying in the Pirshim Shais he said that we pass on like v'cham that it's not a mitzvah. Now he's passing like Rav Elazar saying that it is a mitzvah. And second, he's being chozer on the assumption that if it's a mitzvah, you say a bracha. Because now he's saying it's a mitzvah, but you don't say a bracha. Says the Torah in Orchaim Sim Tafayin Hey, Ein Mevarch Mal Charoses Afal Pi Shehi Mitzvah Levishu Tafal Lamara. You don't make a bracha on charoses, even though it's a mitzvah, because it's secondary to the mara. Mishum bracha stuff, Memdal, it says, anytime you have an ikr, the imot tfela, and you have a tafel that goes along with the ikr, mevarech al ikr, upotras the tfela. You're familiar with this from brachas. Now, there's a concept of ikr and tafel. So that's about birchas hananin. The Torah says, yeah, hu adinami, by birchas mitzvahs. Unbelievable. That you have such a concept as an ikr and a tafel in mitzvahs. You do two mitzvahs together, Marah and Charoses. Marah is the Iker, Charos is the Tafel. They're both mitzvahs, but the Tafel is bottled to the Iker. You only make a bracha on the Iker. Like we make a bracha on the Tilas Lulav, because the Lulav is taller, so it's the Iker. Even though the Esrog is a mitzvah, etc. One second. But that's quite a chiddush, that there's such a concept in mitzvahs, that there's a bracha on the Iker, not the Tafel. It's not just by Birch and Ender, it's true by mitzvahs. So says Rav Shachter in Simon Gimel in Eretz HaTzvi that he thinks Pshat in the Rambam is like this. He says, I can't explain why the Rambam changed his Pshat. Well, he will explain sort of. He says as follows. You need to dip karpas and the matzah and the maror in charoses. But nevertheless, it's not a mitzvah's tibul midrabban. The mitzvah midrabban is not to dip the stuff in the charoses. The mitzvah is that there be charoses in your meal. And through that, you accomplish a zecher letit. You accomplish the commemoration of the cement. The tibul in the charoses is just a hechitimtza to bring the charoses into the meal in some way. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is just having it there. He says so beautifully. Look at the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, what's the mitzvah of charoses? Mevino sa ala shulchan b'leilei ha-pesach. You bring it to the table on the night of Pesach. Of course you bring it to the table on the night of Pesach. What else are you going to do with it? Does the Rambam have to say, you bring the matzah to the table, you bring the maror to the table, you bring everything to the table. You're having a seder. Of course you bring stuff to the table. Why does the Rambam describe that you bring the charoses to the table? He says, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that it be on the table. It's not to dip, it's not to eat, it's not a mitzvah sachila, there's no kezayis, there's no... And the mitzvah is just a being there. Now what's the rule by mitzvahs? By birchas mitzvah. We say a birchas mitzvah not any time we get credit for a mitzvah. Any time there's a kiyum mitzvah. We say a birchas mitzvah every time we do a maisa mitzvah. Charoses is a mitzvah with a kiyum but no maisa. The kiyum mitzvah of charoses is that it's on the table. But there is no maisa mitzvah of charoses. The fact that we dip is a chitimtza, but it's not a maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is already done once it's there. How do I know we make a bracha on a maisa, not on a kiyum? Major machlokas rishonim, Sfiras Omer, 49 separate mitzvahs or one big mitzvah? It should be an afna raya that of course it's 49 separate mitzvahs. We make 49 separate brachos. How could you possibly say it's one mitzvah? Elamai, it could be one kiyum. But there are 49 separate ma'aseh mitzvah. And therefore there's a bracha on each and every ma'aseh mitzvah. So it's one kiyum maybe. But we don't make a bracha on a kiyum, we make a bracha on a ma'aseh. So that's why it's going to be 49 separate brachas. So charoses, is it a mitzvah, says the Rambam? In the Pirshim Shais, he was saying, well, if it's a mitzvah, it's probably a mitzvah sachila, or a mitzvah stibul, then it should require a bracha. And we don't say a bracha, so it can't be a mitzvah. Then what changed in the Rambam's mind? What changed is that the Rambam realized that it's not a mitzvah sachila, it's not a mitzvah stibul. Ketzad osin osa, mevi'in osa al hashulchan. That is the mitzvah. That it be al hashulchan. That's the case. You could have charoses be a mitzvah, and not have to say a birchas hamitzvah on it, because it's a kiyum mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah.